Let's talk about a rebound in the U.S. job market. New numbers today from the Labor Department show the economy added 223,000 jobs in April, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.4%, the lowest it's been in about 7 years. Those numbers are an improvement from March, when a dismal report had economists worried that the economy was headed for a slowdown. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now. Hi there, Michael.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So there was that scare back in March, but are economists happier with the job gains in April?
Well, the April figure is very much in line with what we've seen over the last few years. For example, the average monthly figure for over the past 4 years is 208,000 jobs. So this is even, you know, better than that. March really appears to be the outlier, and there's any number of things people are blaming on March, including just really bad winter weather and the port strikes that closed the ports on the West Coast. So this is an encouraging sign that, you know, the big question whenever you see a weak month like March is that, well, is this the start of a new trend, or is it an outlier? And it appears, at least based on these latest numbers, that March was an outlier.
Okay. Well, we were talking about how the unemployment rate fell to 5.4%. That's a 0.1% drop. The other big headline about that, it's the lowest it's been in about 7 years. But again, it's only 0.1% drop.
Right. Right. But, you know, it's definitely going in the right direction. Another big number that everyone watches is the labor force participation rate, which has really fallen. You know, it's fallen steadily since the year 2000, but in the last few months really reached, you know, the lowest level since the 70s. And that's basically the number of people that are either employed or looking for a job. And this month it ticked up a little bit to, you know, about 0.1 percentage point to 62.8. So it's still very low compared to the heights it was earlier in the century. But that stabilization there is, you know, something people have been hoping they would see, that, you know, there weren't more people dropping out of the labor force. So it's good to see both those numbers, the participation rate tick up a little bit, as well as the unemployment rate tick down.
Okay. And that's an important point, because we don't want the participation rate to get any lower, because that's one of the things that causes the unemployment rate to look lower than perhaps it really is.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, about those jobs that were created, before we leave all this good news, let's talk about like what sectors in particular did well.
Well, there's a big category they refer to as professional and business services, and that was a real standout. 62,000 jobs were added there. Among that group, for example, computer systems design jobs increased by 9,000. Construction was a very big contributor to the gains. Construction industry added 45,000 jobs. And another real remarkable increase came from healthcare, especially what they call ambulatory healthcare, which is, you know, outpatient services and x-ray technicians, that type of thing. That group added 25,000 jobs. So over the last year, healthcare has added almost 400,000 jobs to the economy, which is very remarkable.
Mm. So this is interesting, because we have these positive job numbers, but when it comes to how the average American worker is still faring, it looks like there's still very sluggish growth. I mean, I'm seeing that the average hourly wages for American workers rose just 3 cents in April, not 3%, but just 3 cents in April. What else did we learn about how workers are doing?
3 cents an hour. So that's only a 0.1 increase month over month. Year over year, it's better. It's about 2.2%, which it's not a huge gain in wages for people, but it is above the level of inflation. So that's somewhat good. A lot of people on Wall Street are really focusing on this number, because it's believed that there is sort of pent-up wage inflation that will begin to start showing up in some of these reports. And the concern is that that will sort of force the Federal Reserve's hand into raising interest rates a little bit earlier than they would otherwise. So one of the reasons that the stock market absolutely loved this report today, and one of the reasons was because that wage inflation is not accelerating at such a fast rate that it would force higher interest rates upon us sooner than would be the case otherwise.
Michael Regan with Bloomberg News. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.